Adam and Eve. In the beginning, God created the world. His word was so powerful, he made all things just by speaking. Sun, moon, stars, air, time, mountains, oceans. God made all the colors, every kind of plant, fish, bird, and animal. It was spectacular. God created people to glorify him. He made them in his image with a soul that would never die. The first two people were Adam and Eve. They were happy. They were always good. Adam and Eve loved God. They loved each other. They were eager to obey God. They were never sick. They were never weary. Life was perfect. But there was one more wonderful thing, eternal life. God promised Adam and Eve they would never die. They would live forever if they obeyed one command, just one. What was the command, you wonder? In the middle of the garden, there was a river and two special trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of good and evil was the dangerous one. God commanded Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit from this one. If they did, they would die. Was that all? Of course, they could obey one command to get eternal life. No problem. Besides, they wished to obey God because they loved him. But one day, everything changed. The evil angel Satan disguised himself as a snake. He came to the garden. He wanted to tempt Adam and Eve to sin. Can you guess what happened next? Satan asked Eve, "Did God really say you are not allowed to eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?" Eve replied, "We can eat from the trees in the garden. It's only the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, don't eat from it. Don't even touch it or you will die." Satan shook his head and said, "You will not die. What God said is not true. What will really happen is that you will become like God." Eve believed Satan's lie. She sinned and ate the fruit. Sin means doing something God forbids. Then she made it worse by giving some of the fruit to Adam, who was with her. He sinned and ate it too. Why did they do that? Suddenly, something changed inside them. They no longer loved God. Now they had selfish, hateful feelings in their hearts. Now bad thoughts came into their minds. Now they wanted to do wrong things. They were also ashamed. They realized that they were naked. They made clothes out of leaves. Don't you think those clothes were very scratchy? That evening, when God came to walk with them in the garden, they were afraid and hid. But you cannot hide from God, and you cannot hide your sin from him. God called to Adam and Eve, "Where are you?" Adam said, "We're hiding. We have no clothes. We are afraid." This was a sign they had a guilty conscience. God said, "Who told you that you had no clothes? Did you eat the fruit from the special tree?" Adam blamed Eve. Then God asked Eve, "Why did you disobey?" Eve blamed the snake. After Satan tempted Adam and Eve and they chose to disobey God, God pronounced their punishments. There are always consequences when you disobey God. First, God spoke about Jesus to Satan disguised as the snake. He said, "From now on, you and the woman will be enemies. One day Eve's great-great-great-grandchild will crush your head and you will strike his heel." Then God told Eve it would be painful to have babies and she would have trouble getting along with her husband. Third, God cursed the ground. Now weeds would grow. He told Adam farming would be hard work. Then God told Adam and Eve they would die and return to the dust of the ground. That's what God said would happen right from the beginning. God was the one who had told them the truth, not the evil Satan. This was a very sad day. From now on, everyone would be like Adam and Eve and sin against God. God sent the first two people out of the garden. He placed an angel on guard to keep them out. Imagine if your parents told you they have a book written hundreds of years ago which predicted your family tree. your place of birth, your job, and much more. Would you find this hard to believe? Probably. But for Jesus, it was true. The Old Testament contains over 300 prophecies about Jesus written hundreds of years before he was born. They all came true. The first one is in this story. In the garden, God cursed the snake and predicted Eve's distant grandchild would crush the evil snake's head. Jesus would be that child. Satan and his demons must have danced with glee the day Jesus died. But Satan was in for a big surprise. Jesus was resurrected. He conquered death and gave us eternal life. Jesus won. Satan lost. Jesus crushed Satan's head just like God said. Good triumphed over evil. There was no place to shop for clothes. God made Adam and Eve animal skin clothes so they wouldn't be naked. These were not ordinary clothes. They contained a secret promise. To make the clothes, God sacrificed an animal. This was an eternal, divine principle that never changes. That pointed to a day in the future when Jesus would be the sacrifice for our sins on the cross. This story tells the beginning of the battle between good and evil in the world. If you believe in Jesus, you can be forgiven for your sin and have a relationship with God too. Jesus defeated Satan, just like God predicted.